It's Friday, almost. So you're listening to Alan O'Donoghue, who is also known as Techno Teacher on Twitter, T-E-K-N-O Teacher. And this is my podcast I record each week, all about what I've been doing with my Year 10 Computing GCSE class. Now, I'm actually in T-Bay Services up in Cumbria with Cathy Taylor, who's also a teacher. Cathy, just tell us a little bit about yourself and your school.
I work at Queen Catherine School in Kendal. It's an 11 to 18 school, and we teach computing to A-level students, to GCSE, and we're just bringing it in at Key Stage 3 as well.
And you're kind of one of the early pioneers, because you actually really introduced computing about 4 years ago.
Yes, that's right, with the A-level students. We've taken a top-down approach.
Now, that's interesting, because some people have thought, well, we'll try it with year 7, then maybe year 8, then year 9, but you've gone the opposite way around.
I have indeed, because I think it's easier that way in a lot of respects, if you've got the skills to do it, because then when you're teaching the the Key Stage 5, you know what you're aiming for. So sometimes it's difficult when you're starting in at Key Stage 3 to know what the end product is going to look like.
And is the A-level quite popular? Have you got like 5 or 6 students doing it? Or
It's building in popularity. Next year we're going to have 17.
That's quite impressive. So you've been teaching the OCR GCSE computing since 2010?
Yes, I have. My year 11s have just sat the first exam, so we're eagerly awaiting the results.
And did you get to speak to any of them on the day of the exam to find out what they thought of the paper?
No, I didn't actually. I just saw them in the run-up, in the days going up to the exam for revision sessions.
It was really funny with mine. They after the exam, they came up to me and they hugged me and they apologised. They said, "We're sorry, we've just, you know, not been very nice the last 2 years." But I think what had happened was, the day of the exam, I don't know, I just looked into my crystal ball and I guessed what was on the exam paper. And all the topics we'd done were on there. So how many would you say choose your GCSE? Do you get groups of about 20 or
it's building. Next year, I think I've got about 19 opted to
It's quite a good number, really.
You'd
have about 200 in your year group, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Yes.
So, have you been a member of Computing at School for a very long time, or are you recent?
For about 2 years or so, yes.
Because I've noticed you hold quite a lot of events up here in Cumbria.
We do. We've got another hub meeting coming up in September, right at the start of term.
And do people find it difficult? Because the geography in Cumbria, I mean, a 15-mile journey could probably take, you know, an hour for some people to make.
Is it? Yes, but we still do get people coming from all over the county. So we've got hub members coming from as far afield as Whitehaven, right the way down to, down to Preston, actually, North Lancashire.
And because you're in Kendal, in a way, you're almost in the middle of the Lake District.
Yeah, that's why we thought it would be a good idea to hold the hub in Kendal, because fairly central, easy for the motorway.
So do you put a programme together for your CAS meetings?
We do. The first meeting we held, we looked at the Raspberry Pi. The second meeting, we looked at App Inventor and Scratch with Pico boards. And in September, we're going to have a look at Star Logo.
Oh, great. And I think I noticed Roger Davis, who puts the Computing at School newsletter switched on. He's coming to do a session as well.
He is, yes. He'll be doing the Star Logo session.
So if people want to actually register for the event or find it, they can go onto the Computing at School page, can't they?
They can, yes.
Is it the 15th of September?
No,
the 18th. The 18th.
So Wednesday the 18th of September.
Okay, well, Cathy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So that was my interview with Cathy Taylor, computing teacher, which I recorded at the motorway services in T-Bay on the northbound section of the M6 motorway. I now find myself on the southbound services, T-Bay in Westmoreland, and it's bizarre. If you've never been to these services before, it's really hard to imagine a more idyllic setting for a motorway service station, where I'm sat on a rock outside, like in a picnic area, and all around me there's every kind of manner of wildlife, feathered. There's, I don't know the names of all the birds, but we've got what looks like wagtails and sand martins and sparrows and terns and gulls. And I don't know, from where I'm sat, I can see about 7 or 8 different species of birds. And then on the grass just in front of me, it's moving because there's loads and loads of tiny little frogs, which some of the birds are feasting on. And the like tiny little frogs that are so small. So the reason I'm at the motorway service is because I've just spent the last 2 days in Newcastle, where I've been supporting six teachers in a school there who haven't really started teaching computing yet. So over the last 2 days, I've been working with them, supporting them to look at how they can introduce computing into their curriculum. We've looked at a variety of different tools that they could use, from things like Play My Code, Scratch, Python, and using the Raspberry Pi. And the biggest thing really that it was taking away the fear factor, so that they now feel confident to the point where they're starting to imagine where they could introduce different aspects of computer science into their whole school curriculum. And it's been a rewarding experience for me, which really enjoyed. So back to this week. So on Monday morning, I always have my year 10s for the first hour of the week on a Monday. And in anticipation of the fact that we had 200 year 5 pupils coming into our school on Monday and Tuesday, I decided to draft in my year 10 class to support what we were doing with the year 5s. And we were giving the year 5s a computing taste today. So it was mainly focusing on activities around using Scratch. So I split my year 10s up into a number of different groups to support the year 5 classes at different stages. And to try and get a balance, what I did was I've got my pinky people. They're the ones who were sort of at the forefront of getting homeworks done on time and getting the highest scores in the tests, and then the people who are not pink. So I tried to make sure there was a good balance in each of the little groups that were going to support the year 5s. And then I suppose with hindsight now, I think in the future I might shy away from using the year 10s, because on the whole, most of them seem to find it a little awkward to work with the year 5s. They were sort of standing around a lot. And I had to encourage them, I'd modelled earlier what I wanted them to do, about to show interest in what the year 5 pupils were doing, and to ask them questions and be, friendly and outgoing and enthusiastic. But that was quite a tough call for some of the year 10 pupils, where I found in the past that year 7 pupils and year 8 are generally seem to embrace or welcome the year 5s to a better degree. So I'm not sure if I will use year 10 pupils again for that type of activity. But it seemed to work really well, and the year 5s were buzzing and seemed to enjoy very much what we'd done. Now, the next lesson I had with my year 10s was on Wednesday, and this is a culmination of all of the homeworks that they've been doing this past half term. So we had a test. We had 20 questions in the test this time, and the questions were generally about database management systems. Now, I hadn't. This was a real good proof, because I haven't even touched on database management systems in class. So anything that they would have gained in terms of knowledge and understanding would only be from the homework activities that I've set. So there's questions like, when people refer to DBMS, what do those letters stand for? What are we talking about? And then there was questions about how does a relational database differ from a flat database? There was other questions about getting them to imagine a scenario where a supermarket were using a database, and they had to imagine different actions and procedures that the supermarket would use. And this was nothing that we'd ever talked about in class. So I was really impressed that there was a sizable amount of the children in the class got close to full marks on that. There was one child who got 20 out of 20. And then we did have some at the other end, where we had a couple of zeros and twos and threes out of 20. And surprise, surprise, these are the ones who never seem to do any homework. And I do wonder, if we were teaching the theory behind the database management systems in class, would those marks on those tests be significantly different or not? But it's clearly, it's something that in year 11, as we've completed the two coursework assignments and we get closer to the exam, that we will be covering a lot more of the theory in class. I'm just finding at the moment, my decision is that we're not doing any theory or very little at the moment. So the test takes up approximately half of the lesson when we do it. We go through the answers together and we pick up on any misunderstandings and to make sure that they can get the maximum amount of marks that they could have done. And then I've put those into our document that I share online. That's at tinyurl.com/10ACO1. So if you go to look at that document and click on the tab that says homework, you'll be able to see all of the test scores that we've done so far since January or February. And you'll be able to see there's colours on there to indicate how effectively they've been doing their homework. And if they've got lots of reds, then you would predict or imagine that their test scores are going to be quite low. So have a look at that. So the second part of the lesson, we've almost finished now the coursework assignment A453, the programming assignment, and I decided we're going to put it on hold now a little bit, I think till next term, and I want to get into a point where we're ready to start the investigation assignment A452. So this is for the OCR GCSE Computing Award. Now, when I taught the one I chose, there's a little man computer assignment which is it's based around using a model simulation of the little man computer and assembly language to do various tasks about building functions of a calculator. Now, when I did this with my year 11s, who've just done their exam this summer, they really, really found that very tough, very abstract because of the level at which we were working. So with that in mind, I've decided this time to, before I actually introduce the investigation assignment, to get them to think about in a language, in a situation of Python, which is a lot more familiar to them, to introduce some of those tasks, but in a similar but different way, in as much as like there's a thing where they have to type in some values and then it produces a series of outputs based on those values. So I showed them the other day an example of something in Python where you typed in two values, and then it did stuff with it's like a basic subtraction, and it carries on doing the subtraction till it gets to zero and then it stops. Now, we changed the values to see what the difference were of the results. Now, we were doing this in Python, so it wasn't that strange or unfamiliar to them. And then we did a little bit about documenting it, what was happening and how we could change things and what kind of flaws and problems there were. So I'm kind of putting in there the foundation stones for when we start to approach the investigation assignment, some of the tasks on there won't seem so alien to them that they'll be familiar. Now, that's really it for this podcast. There isn't a huge amount to add in. If you are not a member of Computing at School, and you don't have to be a teacher to be a member of Computing at School, but it is there to help people who want to get involved with teaching Computing at School. If you are doing that, you're not alone. There's thousands of members now. There's well over 4,000, probably on their way to 5,000 now. And you'll find also that there's thousands of resources being shared on there, and there's lots of forums and all sorts of things that a teacher would want to look at, like to do with introducing Raspberry Pis and which GCSE board are you choosing, you know, is it going to be AQA or OCR? There's all those kind of discussions going on, and it really is. If you're not a member, I would highly recommend that you go on there and you find out what's going on. So, you've been listening to Alan O'Donoghue, and on Twitter I'm TechnoTeacher, TEKNO. If you have any thoughts or questions about anything that I've mentioned in this episode of the podcast, then please, you can look me up online and send me a message. Thank you. Bye.